Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Sci-Fi Watcher, our special TV edition episodes. Episode number 199. Glad you could join us again this week as we delve into the wonderful world of Rick and Morty. I'm Corey Schrett, and Mr. Brian Lee is joining me. Brian, excited?
I'm pumped, man. Anytime we talk about Rick and Morty, I'll be excited.
Well, we've got about, 30-something episodes of it, so we're going to be going for a while.
I'll be happy.
Yes, this is going to be fun. I mean, I've only seen the first season before, so... And of course...
What?
I said I've only seen the first season of this before. I've only seen the first season.
I did not know that going in. I'm ashamed.
I failed you. But this is one of those shows that you should watch. It's so good. It's an acid trip.
It's like a dessert.
Oh my God. You know? This is what Adult Swim was designed for.
Yes.
I mean, you can't explain it any other way. All right, let's get into this. First episode's called Pilot. Episode 1, Season 1. Episode overall is 1. December 2nd, 2003. Holy crap, 5 years ago.
2003?
2013, yes. You say the 4100, I say 2003.
They wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, check our full episode out. We just released a couple days ago. You'll know what we're talking about. Justin Roiland as Rick Sanchez and Morty Smith. Chris Parnell plays Jerry Smith, the father. Spencer Grammer as Summer Smith, the mother. And Sarah Chalk as Beth Smith, the daughter, sister, whatever. Of course, this one's written by Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland and directed by Justin Roiland. And here's where it all begins.
Yeah, fellas. Starts off with Rick waking up Morty, right?
Drunk Rick, or as we
drunk
like to,
Rick,
or as we like to call him Rick.
One point though, the animation style is really crude on the first episode.
It's like they took time off somewhere between that one part and the rest of it.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I think that the pilot, you know, got the season bought, so they probably did it really early on, mm-hmm. kind of like the first season of South Park or first episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we go ahead.
Yeah. Drunk Rick wakes up Morty. He's going to drop a bomb and kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A little crazy there. Okay. Rick is so super smart. He can build junk. He could build a flying ship out of the junk in the garage.
That's right.
Yeah. So basically all he wants to do is just get drunk and do stupid stuff.
But he also wants to make a new Adam and Eve with Morty and
Jessica.
The girl he likes. Jessica. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yes. Who doesn't even know Morty exists, of course.
That's right.
But then, of course, there's like no continuity here because obviously there's a commercial break where Rick says, all right, never mind. He passes out and the bomb's detonated and then, you know, the bomb's armed and all of a sudden, you know, go to commercial, we come back and they're eating breakfast.
That's how it works. You just go to the next scene.
Yeah, so that's it. Okay. I guess the bomb never would have worked in the first place, probably.
Yeah.
Morty's Morty's daughter. Now,
Beth's daughter.
Beth's daughter?
Isn't Beth the Beth's Beth's son?
You're just as bad as me. Oh my God, I'm not drunk. That's Beth's father.
There you go.
Yeah, so Beth's father, and of course, Jerry, you know, wants to put him in an old folks home.
Jerry's the pushover dad who's not very smart.
No.
He's the homer in the relationship.
Yeah, and Summer's Beth's the naive one.
Yeah, and she's naive and she always trusts her dad, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, which silly.
Summer is a typical bubbly teenager.
Yeah.
Morty is the anxiety-ridden teenager of all the movies, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he's an idiot, too, because he sounds like he has remedial classes in school.
Now, the funny thing about Rick and Morty, just to go back a little bit, is when they pitched this, it was like Marty and Doc Brown. And of course they couldn't do that.
No.
So they made up the names, but it's basically Doc Brown and Marty.
I mean, obviously, if you just look at a poster, that's the first thing you're going to think of.
So think of Marty McFly, and that's who Morty is.
Yep.
We get
to see a little bit of the school. I don't know the name of the math teacher, the African American gentleman that's overweight.
Oh, I know him. I just got to find my notes.
I didn't write his name down.
Mr. Goldenfold. His name is Mr. Goldenfold.
Weird names they have on the show. I love the whole thing. Rick's daydreaming about Jessica, and he's touching her. And then he wakes up, or he doesn't wake up. Then it cuts to real life, and the teacher's standing there, and he's getting fondled by Morty.
Yes.
And he goes, 5 more minutes of this, I'm going to get mad. Not my fault this is happening.
Yeah, he just pauses and...
I love that. Not my fault this is happening. It's like,
yeah,
I love him. Then it looks like we're going to have a bully named Frank, leather jacket, switchblade. It looks like he's from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Until we realize Rick freezes him. And the best part is when Morty's sister walks by and starts talking to him and he falls over and shatters.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was super into him, though.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
You find out the mother is actually a heart surgeon for horses.
That was creepy. You know, basically she's doing surgery while Jerry decides to walk in. Let's go to lunch.
Every couple seconds, the thing beeps and like someone's like, we're losing them. And then she's like, hey, Tom, we know we're losing them. We all hear the beeps.
And then we go to the Dimension 35C.
Yeah.
To get the mega trees and the mega seeds.
The mega seeds off the mega fruit from the mega trees.
For some research.
Yes.
Some we don't know what, but yeah, it's very important.
And they got the shoes that can walk on anything. Of course, dummy Morty decides not to turn them on, just walk over a cliff.
Bam, yeah.
You gotta turn them on first.
Let's see. I mean, there was a pretty sick scene there where his foot was like twitching, you know, writhing in pain on the ground. That was leering a little too long for me when he was just sitting there like, you know?
Well, I like the fact that Rick just went to a future dimension, get some stuff to fix his leg.
Well, that right there is the seed of what happens in, you know, future episodes, but.
Right.
I mean, just going somewhere, just going somewhere and getting what you need. Like, oh, I know what to do. I just go here and get it.
Yeah, that's the easy way.
The whole stick these up your butt, Morty.
Yeah. Stick them up your butthole. I was a little disturbed. I was a little disturbed with Rick talking about that. He's like, you know, you need to put them up yours because he's done it too many times. They keep calling out. Like, oh, it's like,
no. He's like, Morty, your anal cavity is taut and malleable.
Yeah, you didn't have to use the words. You didn't have to use
it. It's in the show. Come on.
I know, but it's just like, oh my God, taut and malleable.
Yeah. A little pervy.
Yeah. But they run out of, I guess interdimensional device has no charge because Rick spent too much time in that other dimension. Da, da, da. They have to go through interdimensional claim customs.
Right.
and then I love they do the random check and they're going to take Morty and have him go to a different machine because that machine can detect stuff way up the butthole.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy.
Yeah. It was written just for that.
Yeah, it was. It was just all that work just for that.
Yeah.
I love it's kind of disturbing. The part where Rick gives Morty the gun and he tells him to shoot the guards or whatever coming towards him. He says they're robots. And he shoots when the guy's screaming and he's like dying in pain and like, oh my God, my family's. I love that. Like, that's so messed up.
So wrong.
Yeah, I mean we get to the end of the episode. You know, I like the fact that that Morty becomes a genius, which helps save Rick from going to the nursing home, and you realize it's because the seeds are dissolving inside his rectum.
Yes.
And then he's going to lose his motor skills for like 72 hours or something like that. It's like, oh boy.
Did you catch the moving van? The picture on the side for the new moving van?
No. I saw it, but I wasn't. Oh, it was like U-Tow or something?
It's like I-Tow, U-Tow moving van, and it's got a picture of a big toe.
I kept looking over there. Every time they're talking, all I see is that big toe over there.
I just thought it looked hilarious. That's all.
All right, so this is a very disturbing show.
It's a good start to a disturbing show.
Yeah, it's a good, it's not a great
launching episode. Pad.
Yeah, it's not a great episode. It's a pilot episode, but it lets us know what the show's going to be about. It's going to be about Rick and Morty doing interdimensional craziness.
And anything goes, basically.
Pretty much
anything goes, except for nudity. They stop at nudity.
Yeah, well, that's Adult Swim. They don't do the nudie.
Right.
I mean, they did have a very disturbing scene where Jessica opens her shirt up and stuff, and he's excessively fondling her.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically South Park, you know, sci-fi with sci-fi.
Yeah. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
It's very Adult Swim.
That's what I'm saying. It's like dessert. This is the dessert.
This is really the dessert. I'm so glad we're tackling this show.
I'm too.
I am so glad. That's all we got to talk about for this week, but we will be doing this every Thursday night if you come back and listen to some Rick and Morty goodness. And of course, I want to thank Brian again. Brian, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter. It's Brian Says.
And of course, you find us at sayaproductions.com/sci-fi-watcher. Catch us all the episodes we do. We had a full week of episodes, Doctor Who on Monday. We talked about sci-fi shorts on Tuesday. Wednesday, we continuing the Orville. And of course, Thursday's Rick and Morty Day. So make sure you check us out over there, sayaproductions.com/sci-fi-watcher. Got any comments, complaints, you want to join in the conversation? You can always email us, sci-fi-watcher@sayaproductions.com, or drop us a voicemail, 774-327-2948, 774-32-SAY-IT. And when we do our live shows on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 12 midnight UTC, check us out at sayaproductions.com/YouTube. That's where you can subscribe to our YouTube page and follow us when we go live. I want to thank everyone for downloading this special Rick and Morty edition. And until next time, hope you have a good one.